Perhaps you have seen it, read about it, or heard about it. One person asks another for money, and the response is, quote, go get a job, close quote. While it might be nice to believe that poverty could be largely eliminated if people would just try a bit harder, the fact of the matter is that the U.S. labor market is simply not as prolific in terms of producing middle-income jobs as it once was. Earnings of male high school graduates slipped by nearly a fifth between 1979 and 2012, once one adjusts for inflation. For men without a high school diploma, earnings declined by nearly a third. While the wages of women have held up somewhat better, they are also declining for the least educated. And as pointed out in a recent New York Times article, the future is not altogether promising. According to projections from the Department of Labor, 9 out of the 10 occupations expected to expand the fastest over the next decade pay less than the median wage. But here's the real shocker. 6 of those 10 fastest-growing occupations pay less than is required to keep a family of 4 out of poverty. This is one of the reasons that many policymakers continue to support the Earned Income Tax Credit, which provides income to low-income working families. For WYPR, I'm Anibon Basu.